NARA. Japan and South Korea have pledged to deepen security and economic cooperation as they face rising tensions in East Asia. The commitment came after a summit in NARA between Japanese Prime Minister Sunae Takaichi and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung. The leaders discussed a range of issues, including industrial supply chains, artificial intelligence, denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and coordination with their mutual ally, the United States. Takaichi highlighted the growing importance of trilateral cooperation between Japan, South Korea, and the U.S., while Lee stressed the urgency of strengthening bilateral ties in a volatile international environment. In addition, the two countries agreed to increase collaboration to combat cross-border online scams, a growing concern for both nations. The summit followed Lee's recent visit to China and comes amid heightened tensions between Tokyo and Beijing after Takaichi warned Japan could deploy its forces if China posed an existential threat to Taiwan. Lee said he would not intervene in the dispute with China but noted that unresolved regional tensions remain a challenge for peace and stability. Historical issues also featured in the talks. Takaichi welcomed progress in identifying human remains at an abandoned coal mine in western Japan, where hundreds of Koreans and Japanese died during forced labor in 1942. South Korea estimates that the remains of up to 10,000 Korean forced laborers are still in Japan, while Japan has identified about 3,000. The leaders said they would continue shuttle diplomacy, with Takaichi expected to visit South Korea for the next round of talks, though no date has been set. The meeting signaled both countries' intention to maintain dialogue and strengthen ties despite long-standing disputes over history and regional security.